Hey, how are y'all doing today? My name is Nick, as some of you all, well, he just told you that my name is Nick, but I am the sole proprietor, the sole info giver of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. It's very, very nice to meet y'all. Matt kind of stole my thunder there because I was going to go on this whole rant about, you know, big brothers, big sisters and where we're at in terms of money. And I know my glasses are like really projecting off my monitor right now. Everything's going right. But this is what you got to do when you're in, you know, the big guy calls and says, yo, I need you in about 10 minutes. Can you make it happen? And here I am. And then we got the dog out there. If you've ever listened to any of my podcasts, you know, my neighbor's dog is a big contributor to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. All right. So let's get into a little bit about myself. If anybody knows from last year, my name is Nick, and I am a gigantic anime fan. I think you can tell by, you know, like the Kaguya-sama bunny girl statue, the different pieces of artwork, the sweater I have here, everything on my walls, that kind of have a little bit of obsession with anime. And during COVID, I decided to take that obsession and turn it into something positive. And that's where the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast came into effect. I know. Thank you, dog. Waifus are basically just like your strong female characters that I enjoy. And a Weeaboo is just like a guy. A Weeaboos could really be male or female who just have a strong passion when it comes to the anime, manga, video game community in Japan. But I think that's all y'all need to know about me, unless you already know about me. But let's talk about you know, I'm, you know, I've donated to Big Brothers Big Sisters before. It's a great cause. It's in my home state of New Jersey, even though it's more North Jersey and I'm more South Jersey. Last year was a big year for us because in 2021 we did hit our goal of 2,000 to match Liam with his big brother. And recently, I just learned a bunch of stuff about Liam and his big brother. Learning that they would go out for like basketball and ice cream, and he has a big passion of Stranger Things and comic books, which is cool. And they like to play football with each other and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's great to see Liam getting his big brother. But this year, if you've already seen that, our goal is to get 4,000. Now our goal for 4,000 is because we want to match two littles with two bigs this year. So we're gonna need double the energy, double the fun, and double the profits, or double the donations, not profits, double the donations, because we would like to make a couple of kids happy this year during Christmas time, during the holiday time. And that's kind of what the holidays are all about, you know, making other people happy. It's one of my biggest things. I love actually giving more. I like giving gifts than I do receiving gifts. That's a little bit about the Big Brothers Big Sisters, and let's get into what I'm going to be talking about today, and that's anime. Now, the topic that I was going to bring up was going to be Chainsaw Man, and there's my power sweater today because I love power, and I was going to talk about Chainsaw Man, but I decided to go a little bit different route because Chainsaw Man is a little bit too adult, and I understand, like, we just showed, like, the bump video of, like, people in blood and guts and Christmas and everything. And I kind of now have a little bit of regret about not talking Chainsaw Man, but that's fine because we're going to be talking about a show that a lot of people consider to be actually better than Chainsaw Man. And a lot of people have it ranked higher than Chainsaw Man. And even on my anime list, the score is very close to Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man is now an 8.83. Whereas this show is sitting at an 8.80 average score, and the show that I'm going to be talking about today is called Boichi the Rock. Now, a little bit about Boichi the Rock. Yearning to make friends and perform live with a band, lonely and socially anxious Hitori Boichi Goto devotes her time to playing the guitar. On a fateful day, Boichi meets the outgoing drummer Nijika Ichi, who invites her to join Kesoku Band, when their guitarist, Ikio Kita, flees before their first show. Soon after, Boichi meets her final bandmate, the cool bassist, Ryo Yamada. Although their first performance together is subpar, the girls feel empowered by their shared love for music, and they are soon rejoiced by Kita. Finding happiness in performing, Boichi and her bandmates put their hearts into improving as musicians while making the most of their fleeting high school days. Now, that gives a little bit of synopsis of what Bocchi is about, but let's go into more of the cookies and cream of what Bocchi the Rock is about by getting into the studio that produced Bocchi the Rock. The studio that did it, it's Studio Cloverworks, and the amount of fantastic stuff that Studio Cloverworks has done over the years, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Some of the big hitters of shows they have done. A little show that I probably think a good majority of the anime community has heard of in Spy X Family. They've also done Rascal Does Not Dream of a Bunny Girl Senpai, another very popular show that a lot of people enjoy. And of course, two shows, one not as surprising in My Dress Up Darling, that aired earlier this year, but a show that a lot of people did not have on their radar that ended up being really, really good. And that's Shadows House. Shadows House was a very well done anime, beautifully animated, and the casting characters in that show is tremendous. But all four of those shows I would definitely recommend in Spy Family, Rascal Does the Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, Shadows House, and My Dress Up Darling. Now, Matt did mention, unfortunately, that we cannot have any music in this episode of the Waifus and Weeboos podcast, but that's okay. That is okay, because I am going to be talking about a little bit of the opening and ending of Bocchi the Rock. And for shows like this, where it is actually based around like a band, I'd like to dive deep into how the music comes about, like who's singing, who's writing it, who's, you know, doing everything, who's playing the instruments, et cetera, et cetera. So for a show like K-On!, for example, they were a light music club, and you had the main character for Mio, who would sing the endings, and you have the main character Yui, who would sing the openings. But for this one, the band, like the title of the band who did it, is actually Kesoku Band. So Kesoku Band did the opening. It's called Seishuin Complex, and right now they have three different endings, one being Distortion, another one being Kata Kata, and the other one being What Is Wrong With, all done by Kesoku Band. So I did a little bit more diving into it, because you're not going to have, you know, are the characters who portray, like, are the actors who portray these characters actually playing the instruments? Probably not, if I had to take a guess. That's not how it works in the anime community. So me, I would like to know, like, okay, like, where is this music coming from? And I did a little bit of research into that, but the opening is actually sung by Ikuyu Kita, the character Ikuyu Kita, and was written by Ikumi Hasegawa, who's done a couple of other works as well. But the ending of it is actually written and performed by, well, it's performed by Ikuyu Kita again, but the ending is actually played by Kanaboom, who they did the lyrics and they composed music for the ending. And they did the ending, or they composed the music for both the Fire Force opening two, My Hero Academia's opening two, and another sleeper anime with a bopper opening song. This song, it was really, really good, and it definitely helped the anime as well, in my opinion. Just hearing it made me more excited to watch this anime, and that's The Perfect Insider. The Perfect Insider is a mystery kind of, like, a murder mystery anime with a lot of twists and turns. And the opening Kanaboom really got me energetic to and excited watching it every day or on a week-to-week basis. But definitely two very good... Well, the opening is very, very good. I believe if you listen to some of my previous podcasts, I did have a top 10 openings for the year. And I think Bocchi was either fifth or sixth on the list. I cannot remember off the top of my head, but Bocchi coming in on the list of my top 10 openings in the year. I've already discussed in my previous episode that I will not be having endings of the year until the end of the year, thanks to Chainsaw Man, because Chainsaw Man, again, like to have a different ending each and every week. So that's a little bit about the music. The openings, endings, of course, the music in the show. If you're not having a rock band anime without insert songs, you're not doing it right. The insert music in the anime is tremendous. It's fantastic. I think it's also done by Kanaboom as well. art and animation is great, thanks to Clover. Now, before we get into the characters, I have to say, normally, as some of my regular viewers or listeners, they know I have a bottle of seltzer with me. Right now, I am battling a little bit of the post-nasal drip because the weather in New Jersey likes to go from very hot to very cold very quickly. So I'm going to use this to just take a quick water break. I apologize for that. Get to see a little bit of my coffee shirt right there, and that's okay. Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes of Bocchi the Rock, and that's talking about the characters. First and foremost, we have Hitori Goto, who is Bocchi, and Bocchi meaning, what was the meaning of Bocchi again? It's like shy or like standoffish girl. So Bocchi is our lead guitarist in the band, and she is voiced by Aoyama Yoshino, who performed in other, and that's the one big thing about, before I get into each of these characters, right? That's the one big thing I did like about this anime, is that your four main characters, while one of them is in an abundance of other anime and prominent roles, three of them really haven't had that many roles to begin with. And one of them is like, this is their first go into the voice acting community. So when you could get a show like this with, I would say rookie voice actors and actresses, and it be this good, then you're doing something right. So with that out of the way, I'd like to talk about more of the characters. Hitori Bocchi, Bocchi again, our main guitarist. Aoyama Yoshino, she did some shows such as Wake Up Girls and Pride of Orange 2, which is funny because she was a couple of the main characters in Wake Up Girls and Pride of Orange. Pride of Orange is awesome. It's a hockey anime that is also an idol anime. So when they win their hockey games, they perform on ice. It's hilarious. It's fantastic. Definitely a good, fun show. Maybe not a good show, but a fun show, I will say that. But I find it funny how Hitori's voice actress seems to be very prominent in the music community, and Hitori, or Bocchi, does not sing in the show at all. But that is Bocchi's voice actress. After that, we have Yamada Ryo, our short blue-haired bassist, who's cool and collective, and really has an issue with handling her money. But as I mentioned before, her voice actress is Saku Mizuno, and Saku Mizuno has only done three roles in the anime community. One of them being right now as Yamada, of course. The other one being Reina Hananoi from Selection Project. Selection Project is another idol anime that did air recently, I believe either in the summer season or the spring season. And then she is, and I'm going to butcher this name, but she's also Shoji Liu from The Raven of the Inner Palace. Now, if anybody knows of The Raven of the Inner Palace, I can simply say that she is the Raven consort, which honestly is a pretty big role for her. So to be put into two major roles as a rookie voice actress is very interesting. It's a very interesting take they did. But if you're not watching, that's another show that I cannot recommend enough, is Raven of the Inner Palace. I'm not big on the Chinese, settings and all that when it comes to anime. But the Raven of the Inner Palace really did it right with this one. It is very entertaining, beautifully animated, and the characters are literally beautiful. The characters are super beautiful. After that, our long blonde-haired character, who is also our drummer and a little bit out there, is Nijika Ichichi. And Ichichi did, she's voiced by Suzushiro Sayumi, who her prominent roles would be Kei Shirogane from Kaguya-sama Love is War, who is Shirogane's little sister, and Uruka Takemoto from We Never Learn Bokuten. But again, another actress who is not in a lot of prominent roles. And with this, Nijika is very talkative. She's very upbeat. She's a pretty main character. She's probably the second main character behind Bochy, in my opinion, for the amount of screen time and for the amount of progress and character development she brings to the show. So Sayumi's been doing a great job with Nijika. So those are the three characters that I mentioned who are not in a lot of prominent roles. Then we get into our lead vocals in Ikkyo Kita, who I mentioned before, who is voiced by Ikumi Hasegawa. So Ikumi Hasegawa has been in abundance of different shows where she has been the main character. She has a lot of experience in the anime community. And some examples are recently Megumi Desumi from Love After World Domination. She voiced Aisha Udgard and How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. And she was the voice of a, I would say, a pretty popular anime in 86 as she voiced Vatalina Malise or Lena. I know a lot of people really love 86. I'm a big fan of 86 myself. I'm not big on robot anime or mech anime, but I felt like 86 really did it right. And I think they still have an opportunity to be up for Anime of the Year because I think the second season aired in winter of 2022, but I'd have to double check. But yeah, Ikumi Hasegawa has been in a prominent and an abundance of different roles. But each of these characters as a whole, like, kind of have their own, like, unique thing going about it. But at the end of the day, the story is mainly about Bochy. Now, there are some side characters like Nijika's sister, Seika, Pasan, Bochy's sister, Bochy's dad, Bochy's mom. Just a bunch of the side characters who don't play too much of an importance to the anime. But definitely Nijika's sister plays an importance to the anime because these four girls are playing in a band and they're actually playing in the sister's nightclub. So with all that out of the way, let's actually talk about what makes Bochy the Rock, Bochy the Rock. So in the beginning of Bochy the Rock, we see Bochy sitting on her couch. She's very upbeat. She's very happy. She's very smiling, but she's also a kid, maybe about 5-6 years old or so. And she sees this group of bandmates on TV, and they're so cool and calm and collective, and people are falling in love with them, and people are screaming for them. And Bochy naturally says, I want to do that. I want to be a guitar player. I want to be in a band. I want to do that. So she goes, she gets a guitar, she starts learning, she starts practicing, and you think something great is going to happen, but the amount of effort she put into playing this guitar, she actually took away from her social status, I guess you could say, or her social interactions with other students, other girls, other boys, et cetera, et cetera. And she completely introverted herself from the rest of the world. She could not deal with other people. She went from being this happy child to this very, like, secluded and lonely person. She became incredibly good at guitar. She became incredibly good at electric guitar to where she made her own YouTube page. But being an introvert, she just didn't want to be known or seen. So she became, I forget the name that she used, Guitar Hero or Guitar Man or something like that. And she ended up having like 30,000 followers on YouTube. I guess you could say, whatever they called it. But she just did not want to go off of that. She didn't want to be out in public. She didn't want to do anything. So going to school was definitely a tough task for Bochy as well because of her social anxieties. Like, she just did not know how to interact with people because she got so absorbed of playing the guitar. But she still wanted to, make that dream reality. She still wanted to make the band and, you know, benefit off it and profit off it and try to become someone and try to become popular. And this is where the show as a whole kind of flops, but also kind of picks itself up because you get introduced to these other characters such as such as Yamada, such as Ichiji, and such as Kita. And they are the striving factor into what makes, the striving factor of what makes Bochy come out of her shell, right? So that's kind of just been done before in the cute girls doing cute things sort of aspect. Like, you have your shy character, you have your upbeat character, you have your cool character, and you have your popular character. So they're hitting the tropes, right? And they're doing all the things that you have to do in these cute girls doing cute things anime. So everything's going along, it's processing, and it's like, okay, well, what makes this show different than all these other cute girls doing cute things anime? Well, there's the story, right? There's Bochy's development, how she meets these people, where she goes. So, for example, she, you know, we've talked about in the beginning with the synopsis of Bochy being in the band, being in Kesaku band, and she's got to work at the nightclub and she's got to work the counter because, as we all know, you got to pay for your tickets. Like, if you're going to hold a concert, you got to pay for your tickets. That's just how this works. And she's got to work off that payment. So she's got to work behind the counter and sell drinks. And she's just, and that's where the anime comes into effect, that her shyness is like something that you can feel, something the viewer can feel, and something the viewer can relate to. Because let's face facts, we all have some sort of social anxiety. Even me right now, I'm anxious, whether I'm talking in front of 15 people or whatever, I'm anxious. That's why it's tough sometimes. It's tough, but you just got to do it, right? So who likes talking in front of people? 1, 2, 3, whatever. It's hard, but the show does a fantastic job of like portraying like her fears and her like current state of mind. It's like, damn, I can relate to that. I can definitely relate to that. So it's the relatable factor of Bochy the Rock that I really enjoy personally. But there's also like just the straight comedy that goes into effect as well. I cannot, like, it's ridiculous at how many different things that this studio, CloverWorks again, coming in clutch, that this studio does to build on this anime in different ways. So, for example, an example is we have Kita and Ichiji goes over to Bochy's house. And they're going through the city, and Bochy lives far away. She lives like a 3-hour train ride ahead because Bochy wanted to, you know, go to school in the city to meet some bandmates. So they go, they take the train ride, they're enjoying life. Meanwhile, me watching this, the background art in this show, incredible. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So they're going to Bochy's house, and Bochy does not know how to interact with them. So they get to her house, and there's a giant, spoiler alert, by the way, there's a giant poster that says, "Welcome, Kesaku Band. I'm so happy to see you. Like, welcome to our home," et cetera, et cetera. And Bochy, and they open the door, and there's Bochy with a sash on that says, like, president of the fun club. She's got these star glasses on, and she's looking just like Kung Ming from your boy Kung Ming. Another great musical show. If you love music, check out your boy Kung Ming. Very fun, very popping. And then they go to her room, and she's got like a disco ball set up, and she's got like streamers hanging down from the ceiling, and she's got all this stuff going on. And I'm like, damn, when I was a kid, like, I literally like would do this stuff as well. Like, when I would have people over, I would have like, I would make sure like my stereo is set up, or like my TV is set up. Maybe have a disco ball if I was having people over. No, I'm not even kidding. Strobe lights, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, again, the relatability factor. But they continue on with the cute girls doing cute things sort of aspect as well. And they get to the point where it's like, oh, we want to dress up Bochy in these cute clothes. Because traditional Bochy just wears the tracksuit in Japan for some reason. I don't get it. I guess it's the comfortability thing, just being comfortable, that you could just wear a tracksuit, like wherever you go, whether it's the school, whether it's home, wherever. The tracksuit thing is, I never dove too deep into that. And maybe that's something I have to deal with, because it's not just a female thing, it's a male thing too. You can wear a tracksuit to school, you can wear a tracksuit wherever. So I never got too much into that. So maybe that's that could be a future episode as well. But they really want to see Bochy in cute clothes. So they get her, they dress her up in cute clothes, and they try to get her like a little bit more out of her shell. And she straight up turns to dust. Like, she deflates. This is where the animation comes into effect again. She deflates, and she starts, like, if somebody Thanos snapped her, she just starts fizzling and starts turning into dust. And the two girls are just, like, crying. They're like, Bochy, no, you got to come back to us. And I'm dying laughing. But then, like, they're breathing, and they're breathing in the ashes of Bochy, and they're like, oh no, we're starting to become introverts too. And I'm just sitting there dying laughing, because that's just how great of a job that CloverWorks did on it. They bring in CGI moments. They bring in crazy, like, like the characters turn into like polygon characters at one point. Claymation. They go claymation at one point. They have real people. Like, I'm talking humans, like straight up humans in this show at one point, to express like the scene that is going on, whether it's an intense scene, whether it's a fun scene. They just, like, CloverWorks again really went above and beyond. Even the dogs acknowledge how great of a job CloverWorks did with this art and animation, and just the soul, like, understanding of what Bochy the Rock is, and like what, and like how much crap. That's the only bad word I'm going to use for the day, because you all know most of my podcasts are a little bit rated R. So most of the stuff that Bochy has gone through. So that's vibrating. But yeah, definitely a super fun show. They did the thing in the most recent episode. If you know, you know. They did the thing in the most recent episode. And it's honestly so much fun. It is a very fun show. The only downfall I will say about the show is I expected a little bit more detail in the playing of the instruments. I would say it's more like when they play them, it's more like you could see their hands go up and down the, like, the guitar, and you could see their hand, her hand, like, strumming the guitar. But it looks like if you're just like, it looks like it's, they're rubbing it up and down. There's no definition. There's no picks. There's no flicking of the string. There's none of that. Same thing with the drums. Like, when they're drumming, like, in most other like, music anime, when you see people playing the drums, you can feel like that. Boom, like you feel that connection of when the drumstick hits the drum. You can't really feel that in the show. And that's the one thing. That's one of the very few things. I really can't name anything else that is a negative in this show besides that, which is weird because, again, I cannot praise CloverWorks enough. But I just felt like they could have done a little bit better in the playing of the instruments for Bochy the Rock. But definitely a fun show. Again, super relatable. The characters are awesome. Bochy's great. Yamada is great. Ichiji's great. And Kida's great. But again, it's less of a music anime and more of a, obviously, a cute girl's doing cute things anime, but it's more Bochy trying to overcome her social anxiety, as it is, you know, that's really what the story is about. Like, how can Bochy overcome her social anxiety? There's not really many other side stories going on. Like, I would think that we would have had something with Yamada or something with Ichiji or something with Kita. And there's little things here and there, like, my sister is like this because of this. That gets solved right away. Oh, I don't have money because of this. That gets solved right away. At the end of the day, it's just about Bochy trying to overcome her fears. Oh my God. There's a scene Listen, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but when they play their first show, it is hilarious. It is hilarious. All I'm going to say is Mango Box. All right. Trust me when I say this, please go watch Bootsy the Rock. It is on Crunchyroll right now. You can actually watch it for free. You don't even have to sub the Crunchyroll. Go watch it on Crunchyroll right now. It's hilarious. It's fantastic. And it's honestly like kind of heartwarming at times too. I'm close to wrapping this up right now. There's just a couple other things that I wanted to get off my chest about Bootsy the Rock. Again, I really don't like to score my shows until the end of the shows, but I don't really see this anime getting any worse. It can only get better right now. I can see why people would not like this show. It does get it, like, I could see how people could be bored with it because it's the same thing over and over and over again sometimes where it's like, oh, Bochi's falling into a pit of despair. Here we go again. Bochi's falling into a pit of despair. How she's going to come out of this, blah, blah, blah. So that's where I think the, I don't know if it picked up the Discord or not, but, Discord just went off. So I switched to the normal. Also, I got more dogs barking out there right now. So, yeah. So again, Bochi, really, really good. I have it right now ranked or scored at an 8.5. It is probably one of my top five anime of the season. The music in it, again, is beautiful. I already mentioned that it has an 8.8. I really wish I would have had it. I don't really look for... So for my podcast, I don't really look at the chats, but maybe we should pull up the chat. Shout out to... I think her name was Anna Girl, who gave a little props to my... To Anna Nerd, shout out to her for shouting out the power sweater. Anna Nerd, if you weren't here in the beginning, I was going to talk about Chainsaw Man, but I decided to go with Bochi the Rock instead for it's a little bit more family friendly stream. But yeah, Chainsaw Man's awesome. But again, Bochi the Rock, definitely something y'all should check out. And I did write some other notes as well. I mean, in comparison to another anime, I mean, it's cute girls doing cute things. You can't go wrong with watching K-On! Either. K-On! Is about four girls who join a light music club, eventually five girls down the line. And it's less of these girls trying to find themselves as it is just coming together and playing some kick butt music. See, I stopped myself right there. But yeah, definitely K-On! If you want any comparison, it's definitely K-On! It's definitely the new gen K-On! It's definitely the new gen K-On! Another great music anime, which I did already mention, and that's Your Boy Kongming, or Your Boy Kongming. Another fantastic anime. A little bit more of like the techno aspect of music, where they're in Shibuya, lights are popping all over the place. A little bit more upbeat music. Another hilarious anime as well. If you are looking for more of the shy girl factor, like how Bochi is a shy girl, there is literally a show called Hitori Bochi no Maru Maru. And now my dogs are starting to pop off because that dog is starting to pop off and all the dogs are starting to pop off. So that's what you get if you listen to my podcast. You get the dogs popping off, which is cool, which is great. I love it. It gives a little extra oomph to the podcast. But yeah, Hitori Bochi is literally just about a girl in school who has social anxiety. And that's definitely more on the cute side of things because it's just her trying to break out of this social anxiety that she deals with. Of course, can't go without talking about our girl. If we're talking about shy girls or shy things, talking about our girl, Komi-san. Again, Komi-san, Komi Can't Communicate is basically about this girl who is beautiful. She's amazing. She's awesome. But she has a communication disorder. And she enters high school in the goal to make 100 friends. So that's another great romantic comedy. I believe it is on Netflix right now, but I believe they're transitioning from Netflix to another streaming service eventually. Don't quote me on that though, but it is on Netflix. Komi sounds great. I love Komi. As you can see, got the Komi back there. Boom, boom. Love Komi-san. And of course, another show would be Watamote. Watamote is a little bit more like girl, what's the whole title? Watamone, it's your guy's fault. I'm not popular. She's kind of got like that Chunibyo syndrome, which is like eighth grade syndrome, where it's like, I take off this eye patch and I have the dark eye of Goliath that could suck out souls out of every human being on the face of the earth. And I can't take it off. That's kind of what Chunibyo syndrome is, or eighth grade syndrome. But that's kind of like what her character is. But when she gets into high school, she doesn't like, she wants to overcome that like nerdiness, but it's very difficult for her to overcome that nerdiness. But it's a fun show. Definitely the opening for Watamode is definitely something that can get you hooked, like I mentioned with The Perfect Insider. So definitely check out Watamode. But those are some recommendations I'm going to check out. Definitely highly recommend all those shows. But Hitori Bocchi or Bocchi the Rock, telling you, it's going to be up there for Anime of the Year and a lot of the anime communities. Crunchyroll, probably awards are going to be up there. Any High Dive Awards, any, you know, people in the anime industry are going to be talking about Bocchi the Rock for honestly quite some time, I think. And I think it's going to be, up there for a while. And again, I think it's going to be up for Anime of the Year as well. Dogs are popping off again. I'm going to wrap this up soon. I'm just going to shout out to some of my friends. Shout out to the boys at the What Do You Say Anime Podcast. Another great podcast. If you're looking for another anime podcast, the What Do You Say Anime guys. They're on Twitter. They're all over the place. Spotify. I want to give a shout out to, of course, all the great podcasts at Geekscape. I do these shout outs all the time. I wish I could get each and every show into my podcast, but I'm serious. You cannot go wrong with any of these podcasts. I'm hungry for dessert. You cannot go wrong with any of these podcasts on Geekscape. They're fantastic, done by fantastic individuals as well. Super great people. Matt, Jonathan, awesome guys. Y'all know them by now. They're great. Now, I guess the cheap plug myself as well. All right. My name is Nick, as y'all know by now, and I am the sole proprietor, sole content giver for the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. If you are here, thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it. If you're looking for me on any social network, you can find me on Facebook, Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook. Definitely check out the Twitter, Waifus and the letter N, Weeaboos on Twitter. I'm on Twitch. I will be on Twitch later on. We'll be doing Scarlet Hollow stream, but definitely make sure you get your donations in first. All right. Get your donations in for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But Twitch is twitch.tv/SoraSensei1. If you're looking for some of the best peekers, stickers, t-shirts in regards to the anime community, check out sukawaii.com and use the promo code SoraSensei1 for 5% off your entire order. And of course, I do post on Tumblr right now, but Tumblr, I feel like, is like the MySpace for, you know, anime pictures. But you can check me out on Tumblr, NJ Otaku on Tumblr as well. Eventually, I want to get this all into one pile, and then we'll go from there. But as of right now, those are all the social network we're on. And we're currently at $1,134. I think I might have done a little bit more work right there. I might have got it up a little bit. I don't remember where I started, but I hope that this episode of the Wife of Zumia Boost podcast got you a little bit more excited and a little bit more, you know, wanted to donate a little bit more to Big Brothers, Big Sisters to try to get two Big Brothers and Big Sisters, or two littles connected with either a Big Brother and Big Sister as well. And that's all I have for me. I guess I'll throw back to Matt in a second. And I wanted to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Again, all I just have to say is like, hit that follow button on all my social accounts. Check out, everybody on Geekscape again. And of course, make sure you go to the donation stream. Give a little bit, give a lot of it, give whatever you can. We greatly appreciate it. Let's make some kids Christmas happy this year. And I will see you all soon.